Spinti dalla fede incrollabile che la Terra sia nostra, come dice l'austero professor Brad, gli uomini non si sono accorti che non è più così. La Terra ci respinge, la sabbia ci invade, scompare il cibo. Interstellar non è un film apocalittico come i tanti che si sono succeduti al passaggio del millennio. Trascende la visione semplicistica del dualismo inizio-fine della vita e va assai oltre il racconto di fantascienza. Ambizioso, complesso, diventa un grandioso viaggio interstellare guidato da Cooper, interpretato da Matthew McConaughey, padre vedovo e tormentato, che ricorda sull'uscio di casa come un tempo alzavamo lo sguardo al cielo chiedendoci quale fosse il nostro posto nella galassia. Ora lo abbassiamo preoccupati e intrappolati nel fango e nella polvere. È in questa contrapposizione tra il grigio, l'aridità del fango e lo splendore, il mistero della galassia, che Nolan inserisce nozioni scientifiche e immagini fantastiche, una fantascienza che diventa densa e si gioca tutta sull'emozione, lasciando la responsabilità del passato e del futuro nelle mani dell'uomo, escludendo per questo un loro extraterrestre. Dunque un noi in cui siamo liberi, prima di tutto di amare. Un atto di grande fiducia nella nostra capacità di scegliere e di rischiare, che porta l'umanità a un nuovo modo di sopravvivere, in cui le nozioni del tempo e dello spazio cambiano radicalmente. Abbiamo chiesto a McConaughey lo spirito del suo personaggio.
I'm a father of three. I've got responsibilities as a father. I've got duties as a father that I like and I enjoy and are good for me. I also have personal dreams. I'm getting to do something that I dream of in acting. That takes me away. Fortunately, my family comes with me when I go to work. So I don't have the situation or the conflict that Cooper has. But I thought about that. You know, he's been literally grounded. He's a widowed father. So it's his duty just to be there and be taking care of his kids. So he's a farmer. His dream is to be flying. He knows that his home is in the cockpit, to be out there. And when we meet him at the beginning of the story, he's got some anger and some spite that he may never be able to live that dream again. And he's not happy about it, you know, and he's anxious about it. He's not that comfortable on the earth.
L'estinzione dell'umanità è la conseguenza dei disastri ambientali.
I think the earth will be okay. I think it's us we better worry about, that we ought to be more concerned about. Because if we carry on and don't treat her well for a long, long time, we're going to be the ones going without. In this film, the conflict or the problem why Earth is nudging humankind off is we're running out of food. Chris was very conscientious in making these man-made disasters. He was not trying to be didactic and say, look, this is what's going to happen. This is a warning. But many, many people are finding a relevance.
Nel film Contact, lei era un integerimo uomo di fede, qui un pilota che ha dinanzi a sé soltanto l'orizzonte della scienza. Due posizioni inconciliabili?
I didn't see him as counter, because actually Cooper, as an engineer and a pilot, his real, the real trait and what made him different than everyone else on the ship was he's not the scientist. Is a little superstitious. He actually is a feeler. He can improvise. He can use his instincts. Now, he's a professional enough to know how to do what he does. So he was actually not the man of science from my point of view. I fully believe in science. I actually think, you know, if a person is a man of faith and believes in God, I would say that science is the practical pursuit of God. If you want to say, as the movie purports, oh, love is that thing that can transcend time. Well, you could say that science is the practical pursuit to define love. You know, scientists say, define it down to its mystery. I don't think we're ever going to have the answer. Let's keep trying to define it.
Come descriverebbe allora Interstellar?
Look, usually you're going to get a huge science fiction wild adventure into space. And number one, it's going to have to do with doomsday. Basically, what's out there is usually considered bad or the end. This is an incredibly optimistic film. At the end, it comes around and says, no, we're talking about a new way to continue living, a new way to continue evolving by embracing what's out there. So in a way, he trumps the sci-fi. Two, it's a very simple and very understandable love story between a father and a daughter.